For teachers and students, the countdown to the start of school is a mixture of excitement and stress. Early projections for the Juneau School District put the number of students walking through the doors on Monday just under 4,700. There's a lot to get done before they arrive. While students were making the most of their last few days of freedom, teachers spent most of last week at school, in faculty meetings, and finalizing lesson plans. Scott Grant is one of the district's newest teachers. On Friday, the 9th and 10th grade English teacher was surrounded by the blank white walls of his new classroom at Juneau Douglas High School.
It is kind of exciting that I get to fill it up, so I get to have them create things, and then over time that stuff will kind of take up all the space.
Grant did his student teaching at Juneau Douglas 3 years ago. He's worked for the district for several years, but this is his first time teaching English in his own classroom. He says that's a little intimidating.
They're going to be as aware as I am that, like, I'm new, and some things we're going to try and they're not going to be super great, and some things are going to be hopefully awesome. So it kind of bubbles over as excitement right now.
Just upstairs, science teacher Ben Carney puts the finishing touches on a chemistry lab.
Almost certainly be working this weekend. And I'll be here early Monday, too, probably by, 6:30. That'll be my goal.
The walls of Carney's classroom are a lot busier than Grant's. He's been teaching for more than 20 years. That means Monday's approach is slightly less intimidating for him.
It certainly gets easier because you have a lot more tricks in your back pocket, if you will.
This year, Carney has 6 classes. He's taught all of them before, so he has plenty of experience to fall back on. Still, he expects time management will be his biggest challenge this semester.
But I'm not stressed as to how am I going to do this. I don't have that stress. A first-year teacher has that. That doesn't exist for me anymore.
Down the street at Harborview Elementary, teachers are busy decorating and getting classroom supplies organized. Nakikon Hans Chester is a new teacher for the Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy program.
Organizing all of the things I brought with me so I can start setting up my systems, so I can teach those systems to the students.
Chester grew up in Juneau. He says he's looking forward to teaching in his hometown and collaborating with other teachers in the program. That doesn't mean he won't miss vacation.
We only have 181 more to go, so then I can start my next summer.
In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.